Leave It to Beaver. Starring Barbara Billingsley. Hugh Beaumont. Tony Dow. And Jerry Mathers.
What are you doing?
Well, I'm keeping the soup from burning and keeping an eye on the roast.
Well, where's your mother?
Well, she's upstairs packing.
Packing for what?
Well, I don't know. She just told me to keep the soup from burning and keep an eye on the roast.
Joan? What's this about your packing?
Oh, Gladys Miller called up and invited us to spend the weekend up at the lake.
Oh, great. Who's going to stay with the boys, Miss Parker?
No, you know she moved to Omaha. I'm going to call Mrs. Donaldson. I'm sure she can come.
Oh, wait a minute. Isn't she the one who took the steady job?
Oh, Ward, that's right. Well, I hope we can get someone at the last minute. Do you think we should call the Millers?
Hello? Oh, hi, Uncle Billy. It's my Uncle Billy.
Hey, Ward. I'm going to be in Mayfield tomorrow, and I thought I'd spend the weekend with you and June and the boys.
Oh, well, Billy, June and I were planning to go up to the lake with some friends, but we can call that off. We were having trouble getting someone to stay with the boys anyway.
Listen, you go ahead and have fun. I'll stay with the boys. We'll have a great time together. My last trip to the Orient, I picked up some souvenirs for Wally and Beaver.
Well, Bill, that would certainly solve our problem, but I... Well, all right, then. He says he'll stay with the boys. Well, fine, Billy. Thanks very much, and we'll see you tomorrow then, huh? Right. Goodbye.
Ward, I don't know about Uncle Billy staying with the boys for the whole weekend.
Oh, he doesn't mind, dearies. I should be glad to keep an eye on him.
Well, I know he's your uncle and everything, but he's sort of a kid himself. Who's going to keep an eye on Uncle Billy?
Have you been looking out that window ever since you got home? It's not going to make Uncle Billy get here any faster.
I know. The last time he came, he was driving a German car and wearing a cowboy hat. I wouldn't want to miss anything like that.
Yeah. He sure is a character, all right. You know, it's kind of hard to figure a guy like him being a member of our family.
Yeah. You know, I'll bet I'm the only kid in school who has an uncle who ever lived with the Indians.
Well, I think Billy just lived in a hotel that had some Indians living in it.
I'm still living with the Indians. What are you trying to do, wreck any story?
I wonder where Uncle Billy is. The Millers wanted to get an early start.
I hope we're doing the right thing, leaving the boys with him.
June, what do you have against my Uncle Billy, besides his being a member of my family?
You know I love Billy. It's just that I can't forget the last time he was here. Took the boys fishing, Beaver fell out of the boat. They had to bring him home wrapped in a blanket.
June, Beaver loved it. He never got so much attention in his life.
Yes, Ward, but don't forget that...
Hey, Mom! Hey, Dad! He's here!
Yeah, it's Uncle Billy!
Yeah, and this time he's driving an American car, but he's wearing a German hat.
Whoa, Billy, come in!
Ward, my boy!
Hello, Billy.
June, you're getting prettier every day. Right now, you look like the middle of next week.
Thank you, Billy. You're looking well.
Oh, not doing bad for a senior delinquent.
Hi, fellas.
Hi, Uncle Billy.
Hi.
Oh, here you go, June. Didn't have time for any fancy wrappings.
Oh, Billy, it's just beautiful. Thank you.
That's the little thing I picked up in Paris last summer. Well, look at those two. Mm-hmm. Hey, Green Bay Packers heard about this pair. Where do you play, line or backfield?
Line, I'm an end.
Where do you play, Wally?
Backfield.
I get it. You toss him, he catches him. That's a combination, huh?
Billy, I hope we aren't imposing on you, asking you to stay with the boys like this.
Imposing? Nonsense. I'm going to look forward to this weekend. We're going to have the time of our lives, ain't we, fellas?
Yeah, you bet.
Yeah, you bet.
Ward, I know you and June want to get started. Why don't you just take off? Don't worry about a thing.
I think we'd better do that, Billy. I'm sure you and the boys have got along fine together.
Yeah, we'd better. We'll go around or two.
Well, come on, dear. Let's go.
Oh, say, I almost forgot the most important thing. Here you are, boys.
Oh, gee, thanks a lot, Uncle Billy.
Yeah, thanks, Uncle Billy.
Billy, here are a few instructions, you know, in case you want to reach us or call a neighbor or something like that.
Oh, sure, sure. Now, you two just run along and don't give the boys and me a second thought.
Yeah, come on, dear.
Well, bye, boys.
Hey, Mom, look what Uncle Billy gave us.
Yeah, Mom, look.
Uncle Billy, you sure know how to barbecue.
Well, I'm glad you boys enjoyed it.
You know, junk never tastes as good when it's cooked in the house.
You cook down in the woods as long as I have, you can broil a sole off an old boot and make it taste like a filet mignon. Well, boys, what are you planning?
Anything you say, Uncle Billy.
Well, I was thinking I might go over and see this friend of mine.
Hey, Beaver. I'll bet this friend of his got big blue eyes and long blonde hair, huh? How about it?
No, she's a girl, all right.
Man, it wasn't much of a surprise to me, Wally. After I saw that big glamorous hunk of iron parked in the driveway with the top down, I didn't think you'd be driving around by yourself like a lone ranger.
Yeah, well, what time do you want me to be in?
Well, I'll tell you the way I look at it. When a fella's preparing for college, his parents let him have his own car, he should have brains enough to know when to get his tired old carcass into bed.
Well, gee, thanks a lot. But I'll be in early.
Well, that's up to you.
Say, can I give you a hand cleaning up?
No, Beaver and me will take care of it.
Can I take the dishes and junk into the kitchen, Uncle Billy?
Say, tell you what let's do. Let's do like we do when we're camping in the woods. Spread all the dishes on the lawn, take the garden hose, wash them off.
Hey, that's the neatest way of washing dishes ever heard of.
Hey, Uncle Billy, if you're camping in the woods, where do you get the garden hose?
Good question, Wally. Wish you had a good answer.
Well, I'll see you later.
Kid sure grown up. Well, Beaver, after we get the dishes done, what do you want to do? See a movie or watch television?
Maybe we better watch television, because I'm going to the movies tomorrow.
That's okay with me. What's on tonight?
Well, Monger the Terrible comes on at 8.
Monger? What in the world is that?
Well, Monger's half monster and half gorilla, and it goes around tearing up trees and eating people.
Hey, Beaver, don't tell me it's one of them pictures with phony animals and fake scenery that has all that silly screeching and hollering.
That's right.
Okay, Beaver, that's for me.
Boy, Wally, we must have slept till 10 o'clock and nobody woke us up to yell at us or anything. Sure is neat having Uncle Billy here, isn't it?
Yeah.
The last time I must listen to my transistor radio till 3 o'clock in the morning, he never said one word.
What are you talking about? I came home at 11:30 and turned it off. You were snoring like a pig.
Yeah. Well, anyway, it seemed like 3 o'clock. How come you came home so early? You could have stayed out half the night if you wanted to.
Joey had to be home by 11. What would be the use of me riding around and freezing for an hour just to be a big shot?
Hey, boys! Breakfast ready? Come and get it or I'll throw it out!
Come here, Uncle Billy.
Hey, Beef. You haven't washed up yet.
Uncle Billy won't care.
You don't be too sure about that. Just because he's a nice guy, that's no excuse for you to go running around looking like a slob.
Oh, but Wally.
Just get in there before you're condemned by the Board of Health or something. Boy, that sure was a swell breakfast, Uncle Billy.
Yeah, I must have eaten 12 and a half pancakes.
Yeah, I noticed that, Beaver. You must not be feeling very well this morning. What are you fellas up to?
Oh, I thought we'd give you a hand with the dishes.
Oh, now, this is kind of a vacation for you. I'll do the dishes. You just run along.
Well, gee, I do have to be at track practice.
Al's going to go to the movies with Alan.
Yeah? Say, how about a little Uncle Sam's best green pocket liner? Here.
Gee, thanks, Uncle Billy.
Here, Wally.
Oh, gee, thanks a lot, Uncle Billy, but I couldn't. I've got my own money, and...
I'm boss around here. You take it. That's an order.
Well, yes, sir. Thank you very much. Now, we'll be going as soon as we finish making our beds.
Well, say, I'll make you a deal on that. I'll make the beds this week. You make them next week.
Oh, but Uncle Billy, you won't be here next week.
Say, that's right. I guess I come out on the short end of that deal.
Well, we'll see you later.
Oh, boys, that money I gave you. Now, don't go spending it foolishly. Spend it on a good time.
Are you kidding?
Uh-uh.
That Papa Daddy gave me the money to go to the show.
Boy, your uncle sounds too good to be a relative.
Hey, there's Gilbert. Hi, Gilbert. You going to the movies?
I was, but I don't have any money left. I spent $3 on a pogo stick.
A pogo stick? But you're too big for a pogo stick.
Yeah, I know, but I didn't find that out till I bought it.
Tough. Uncle Billy gave me enough money for me and Alan, but he didn't give me enough for you, Gilbert.
I sure wish I could see it. This movie is about real authentic history.
How do you know?
Because it's got Tony Curtis playing a Roman general.
Must be good. Even the abs got blood in them.
Yeah, I know how I can get in.
Yeah?
You two guys go in and sit near the exit door on the side. And then when you hear me scratch on the door, you open it and I'll sneak in.
You mean you sneak in for nothing? Uh-uh, kid, but I'm not taking a chance like that.
Look, Beaver, you're not the one who's sneaking in. It's me.
I don't know. They caught us. They never let us in here again.
Aw, come on, Beaver. All you gotta do is open the door. Guy's got a right to open the door a little for fresh air, hasn't he?
Sure. They can't arrest you for breathing.
No. That's kid stuff.
It's not gonna hurt you. Now, I'll see you guys in there. You're a neat guy doing this for me.
But Gilbert...
There's the exit door, Beef.
I know.
I think I hear Gilbert out there.
Shh.
There goes again. Open it, Beaver.
Why don't you?
I can't see too good in the dark. My mom said it had something to do with my diet when I was a baby. Gilbert's scratching like crazy.
You promised him, Beaver.
I don't think I did.
Sure you did.
Well, it is getting kind of warm in here.
Thanks, Beef.
Okay, you two.
Oh, but Mr.,
I know what you were doing. Come along with me, both of you.
Can't hit you or anything. That's against the law until you're 21.
Yeah, but I think they're allowed to shake us.
I know what they'll do. They'll call our parents.
What makes you so sure?
Because that's what they did when they caught me before.
You mean they caught you sneaking in here before? Then how can you try it again?
I guess I wanted to see Tony Curtis real bad. I got a break, though. My dad's not home. He's out golfing.
Yeah, well, my parents aren't home either. Only my Uncle Billy.
Hey, Beav, that's a break for you. Isn't Uncle Billy the one who gave you the money for the show and is always doing neat stuff for you?
Yeah, he's a swell guy.
You're lucky, because if your dad was home, he'd take the side of the manager.
Hey, Uncle Billy wouldn't do that. He likes me and Wally real well. He lets us do anything we want to. Boy, you just wait and see. He won't let any manager push us around.
That's the one that opened the door, Mr. Gaines. Then the other one sneaked in.
Mm-hmm. They're both old enough to know better. What's your name?
Nobody's home at my house.
What is your name?
Gilbert Bates.
Bates?
Yes, sir.
Didn't we catch you sneaking in here about 2 months ago?
It could have been my twin brother, sir. He looks a lot like me.
Your name?
Theodore Cleaver.
Full number?
KL5763.
All right, young man. We'll just get your father down here and let him know what you've done. We'll get back to you later.
Sir, my father's not home either.
His uncle is. Sorry, B.
He'll do.
Hello? Hello? Who? My nephew? Yeah. What's he doing in your office? Is a friend of his? Uh-huh. Yes, I'll be right down. Claims he saw my nephew let this friend of his in the exit door.
Yes, sir.
I see. Now, Beaver, I know you have your side of the story.
Yes, Uncle Billy. See, I was sitting in the theater, and it got kind of warm, and I was sitting right next to the exit door, so I thought I'd walk out and get a little air. Well, and I...
Theodore, did you open that door so your friend could sneak in?
Well, yes, sir, but I...
Mr. Gaines... I want to thank you for calling me down here. I want to apologize for my nephew's actions. I've always been very fond of this boy, but right now I'm almost ashamed to have him for a nephew. What do you think would be the right punishment for these two?
Well, usually in these cases, we bar the offenders from the theater for 2 weeks.
2 weeks? I wouldn't do that. I'd make it 2 months. Theodore, I'm not finished with you yet.
Oh, I thought you were. On account you didn't say anything to me in the car. Well, gee, Uncle Billy, I didn't do anything so terrible. All I did was help a guy get in the movies.
I'm not saying it's the first time it ever happened. When I was a kid, I crawled under my share of circus tents. But it's a setup of the thing that gets me hot under the collar.
The setup?
Yeah. Mother and your father went away on a weekend. They left me here in charge. Now, I tried to make it fun for you boys. I let you do as you want, come and go as you want. I trusted you. But you took me for some kind of a pushover. Thought you could get away with anything.
But, gee, Uncle Billy, I...
Don't Uncle Billy me. And don't give me any more of your lame excuses. Young man, you go up to your room. I'm very disappointed in you.
Yeah, Wally. I'm very disappointed in Uncle Billy.
What are you talking about?
Well, he bawled me out the theater. No, he got home and he bawled me out some more.
What did you expect him to do? Go down to the theater and punch the manager in the nose?
Well, I didn't expect anything that good. But I figured he could have yelled at him a little.
Boy, Beaver, you're really a mixed-up kid.
Wally, all my life, Uncle Billy's been such a swell guy. In the past couple of days, he's been making our beds, letting us wash dishes with the hose, and talking to us like a pal. And then all of a sudden, he starts acting mean.
Look, Beaver, Uncle Billy isn't being mean. You double-crossed him. That's the way anybody would act.
How come you know so much about it?
Look, Beaver, just because I'm your brother, that doesn't make me automatically stupid.
Okay, if you know so much... What are Mom and Dad going to say when Uncle Billy tells them what I did?
I don't know exactly. But take it from me, that's when the yelling's really going to start.
Yeah, I guess so. Boy, I think I got in all this trouble on account of Tony Curtis.
Well, the house never looked better.
Well, had a couple of pretty good helpers.
How'd things go, Billy?
Well, I'll give you a blow-by-blow description. I've seen how that first night we had a barbecue, and Beaver and I watched television. Yesterday, I let the boys sleep late, and we had breakfast. Wally went out to practice, and Beaver went to a show.
Well, that sounds fine. Anything else?
Oh, yes, I almost forgot. We had lunch. Or tell us about your weekend. We'll make sure you two behave yourselves.
Well, I got in a little golf, caught a couple of fish, then June and Gladys decided we ought to come inside, so we played a little bridge.
Thanks a lot.
Well, boys, one way to California. There's some business out there in Los Angeles. Any movie actors woman say hello to?
Well, I guess if you saw Tuesday Wells, you'd say hello to her for Wally.
Oh, sure thing. Well, take care of yourself, Wally. We'll be seeing you again in a couple of months.
Good. Thanks a lot, Uncle Billy. See you.
Goodbye, Uncle Billy. And really, thanks a lot.
What for, making the bed? Remember, you do it next week.
No, I mean for not telling Mom and Dad about that mess at the movies.
Well, be the way I look at it. You did it, you got caught, you were punished, and you said you were sorry.
Yeah, but that's the kind of thing a guy could get yelled at for a whole week for doing.
Well, I figure if folks keep telling a kid over and over again that he's bad, first thing you know, he's going to start believing it himself and try to live up to it. I don't want that to happen to my favorite nephew. So long, Beanie.
Goodbye, Uncle Billy.
Bye, Ward.
So long, you.
Bye, Billy. Take it easy. See you later.
Well, Beaver, that was quite a chat you had with Uncle Billy. Was he telling you another one of those stories of his?
Yeah, Dad. This is one of the best ones he ever told me.
Up next in TV Land, Hetty's Marines, and stay tuned for Gomer Pyle USMC. Twice.
Shazam!
It's the perfect way to enjoy your twice as nice morning.
Perfect dance is perfect dead.
Next, only in TV Land.